out of the night sky, the ship was descending, the hull glowing with soft light, as if a piece of the moon had fallen. The hatch opened and the crew came out. Odd little beings, moving quietly through the leaves, gathering, gathering. A blackberry bush, a rose, a tiny cedar tree. When suddenly, man came. One of the little beings was cut off, trapped in the trees, separated from his ship. He ran as fast as his short legs would carry him. His chest glowing red, a signal to the crew that he needed help. His ship was ahead, glowing through the branches. He stumbled towards it. But the hatch was closing and the crew was leaving. The ship lifted off, like the moon slowly rising, then soared away, a comet swallowed by the night. His heart light faded. He was alone. 3 million light years from home. The lights of the city twinkled in the valley below the little beam. The friendliest light was coming from a kitchen window at a boy named Elliot's house. The big guys playing inside made Elliot wait out front for their pizza delivery. Out back, the creature crawled into the yard and hid in a tool shed.
Harvey? Harvey, is that you, boy?
Elliot, looking for his dog in the backyard, heard strange noises coming from the tool shed. He picked up his baseball and he threw it in. Whatever was in there whipped it right back. Elliot fell asleep that night with all kinds of strange dreams in his head. When the squashy little guy from outer space came creeping back into the garden as quietly as he could. But those funny feet of his tripped him up in a garbage can. Elliot heard it and came running out. He chased whatever it was behind the house, but he wasn't sure that he really wanted to catch up. Suddenly it stopped and turned. Next day, Elliot went into the woods. He laid a trail of little candies, one piece after another, and then went back home. E.T. crawled from the bushes. We all know curiosity killed the cat. But he was too old to change now. He put the little round object in his mouth. was delicious. The tastiest thing he'd ever eaten in the whole universe.
Not that we don't believe you, honey.
Well, it was real, I swear.
Maybe it was an iguana.
It was no iguana.
Maybe a... you know how they say there are alligators in the sewers?
Alligators in the sewers.
All we're trying to say is maybe you just probably imagined it.
I couldn't have imagined it.
Elliot had a hunch that this might be the night. So he waited outside in an old chair. And sure enough, this strange creature appeared. Someone from another world. And its heart almost stopped. E.T. was just as scared as Elliot. But he had to hang in there. After all, he had to eat. He had to live. So he followed Elliot with the candy into the house and up the stairs. Friends found each other across a thousand universes and fell asleep.